League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What was it like to be on a national tour on a Broadway show like that? I mean, you played an iconic character, Nick.
I know. I had to be De Niro.
Right.
De Niro on stage. It was awesome. I loved it. It was like the most fun I ever had, to be honest with you. It was just a lot of work because you're playing eight shows a week. So that was a little much.
So Nick Frattiani, he's American Idol season 15 winner. He is my guest co-host all this week while Raven is on vacation. And I remember right before the pandemic started, you came on to talk about the national Broadway tour of A Bronx Tale, mm-hmm. and that you would be playing Lorenzo, which, like you said, is Robert De Niro in the film. And then, like, I don't know why I thought that there weren't that many that you were able to do before the pandemic shut everything down, but you did 100 shows.
Yeah, we did a ton. We were supposed to do almost 200, and we went all the way till March, I think it was March 15th, and then everything shut down. We were in California, flew home, thought I was getting like a week off, and got many more weeks off than that.
Right. So, also, did you have to dance? I feel like...
No. I was the only character that didn't have to dance in the show.
On.
I swear it was the greatest thing ever. That's the only reason I got it. If I had to, if they were like, all right, Nick, now go tap dance, right, there would have been no booking of this gig. So
that's so funny that you got away with not dancing. Because I was thinking about it. I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen Nick dance.
Yeah. So I, at the end during bows, there's a little like, kind of like, you know, like just like the wedding dance type thing, like two
old
step.
Man. We call the old man shuffle.
I had to do the old man shuffle, and I'll be honest, at the beginning, I was even screwing that up. So, luckily, I could play the guitar, and I couldn't play the guitar on the show. But I mean, like, if I had to dance as a musician, it would have been. It's not good. It's not good at all.
You hide behind your guitar.
That's
what you're saying.
Yeah.
So going back to the theaters, and you must have seen a lot of things happening at the time, and there's been this like big backlash that people forgot how to behave at shows. So what kind of advice, what would be like the top three things you would say if you're going to a Broadway show or you're going to a national tour of any kind of musical or whatever, what would be the things that you have to make sure you do?
Okay, well, one, if you know who the actor is, say there's a famous actor, someone you know that's playing a part, don't yell out their name as they walk out on stage.
Oh,
because,
that's me.
Yeah, like I actually opened A Bronx Tale in Connecticut, and I remember hearing someone screaming my name like as I walked out in character, and that's all I could think about. I'm trying to remember my line, so don't do that, okay? If you know who the actor is, just they're in character, they don't need to know, they know their name. You don't have to yell that.
Yeah,
don't need that. I'm trying to remember my lines, okay? So that would be my first.
Okay.
This one, my girlfriend taught me this one. If there's a joke, you don't have to overlaugh to prove to everyone that you know that the joke that's been on, that was made on stage is funny. Like some people, have you ever heard the overlaugher? It's like, enough. Like
I'm in radio. That's basically what we do.
Okay. Yeah. Like laugh, but like, let's not overdo it. One of those. Can't do it. Right. And then, let's see. Put your phone away. You could do it. You could keep the phone in your pocket for a couple hours. We all have the ability.
So
it's tough, but
I'm
we can do it.
And what I do is completely rude, and I try not to do it, but like a lot of times when like there's a sitter, and I'm like worried about the kids, I keep it in between my legs, and then I slide my phone like from my legs, like, and I peek down to see if like anybody texted me.
Right.
Do you see that on stage?
It depends. That's another thing. If you're going to peek, keep the light down low. You know what I mean? Like,
you could
dim the iPhone a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, if it's super bright, like, it's so dark out there that, like, any light, you could probably see it.
All right. Three good tips. Thank you very much.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.